Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for Gil Amir ben Penina and Rabbi Ram Shragan Malka Esther and the source for Fuas Miriam Bas Chaya and the source for Rabbi Eliezer Zev ben Dvora and Rabbi Ari ben Dvora. We're going to be learning Mir Teshem about the mitzvah of Birchos Tfilin based on a shir given by Agon Rabbi Ariyav Ozer. Parashas Veschanan Tavshin Ein Ches. Torah says, "Ukshatim lo sa yadecha biyulta tafos beinecha," and we know the machlokas Rishonim about the bracha of tefillin. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the bracha of laniach is enough. You just have to make a bracha laniach on the shel yad, and only if one speaks, he makes a la'al mitzvah on the shel rosh. And that's how you learn pshat in the Gemara. Lo sach, if a person doesn't speak, then he mevarech achas, he makes one bracha sach. But if he speaks, then he makes two brachas on the shel rosh. He'll make an la'al mitzvah on laniach. But normally you only make if he speaks, then he makes Mevarech Shtayim. He's going to make a second bracha on the Shel Rosh. He's going to make an Al Mitzvah on the Shel Rosh. But if he doesn't speak, he just makes a Laniach, and that's enough. Rabbeinu Tam holds no. The Chatchila, he makes on the Shel Yad a Laniach. And on the Shel Rosh, he makes an Al Mitzvah. The Chatchila, he makes two brachas. Vim Sach, and if he speaks, and he's going to make two on the Shel Rosh. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. Lo Sach Mevarech Achas on the Shel Rosh. But Sach, if he speaks in between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, Mevarech Shtayim, he's going to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. So we all told Gemara is going on the Shel Rosh. So to explain Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis writes in the Rosh also, Hechos Tefillin Siman Tes Vav, Tosin Brachas Samacham Beis, that Be'etzim they were metaken in the Shel Rosh two brachas. One a bracha lahaniach, like on the Shel Yad, and the other, a bracha of al mitzvahs. Because it's the gemar mitzvah v'ikar, because it has four batim, it has a shin. And therefore you make a special bracha of al mitzvahs. So if he doesn't speak, the bracha of laniach also goes in the shel rosh. But if he does speak, then the shel rosh requires its own laniach. And according to this, if a person only has a shel rosh, makes two brachas. Because the shel rosh really mandates two brachas. Shulchan Aruch passages like Rashi and the Rami make one bracha. And if you speak on the shel rosh, you make an al mitzvahs. And the Ramah Paskins, no! The Lididan Pashan Aminaka Rabbeinu Tam, Shemavarech Tamid Shtayim, Baruch Hashem, like we do. And Himsach, and if a person speaks in between Shal and Shal Rosh, and he's going to make two brachas in the Shal Rosh, the Ramah says that it's better to say, Baruch Shem Kavar Machasolam Ved, Kedei Lotzes Mideich Shash Baruch Alabatel, the post can explain. That even though we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, just to be sure, Mashi Batuach Batuach, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Aleilam Vod. Rabbi Kiva Eger, to be metaking the possible Baruch Alevatol, even though we don't pass it, it's a Baruch Alevatol. Mashi Batuach Batuach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Tamea that we have another Takana. We have another way of making sure that the Al Mitzvah is not going to be Levatol. And that is that you make it Tanai. If Rashi's right, I want the laniach only to go on the shel yad, and then merely have to make a bracha mitzvah on the shel rosh. And if Rashi is not right, if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, then I want the laniach to go on the shel rosh as well. Then it's kabbalistic when you make the al mitzvah on the shel rosh. The man of shach, according to Rashi, you have to make the al mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to make the al mitzvah. So what's wrong with that eitzah? So the Bi'ur Halacha brings the Prima Gadim that it's not a good Eitzah because you don't want people to be Mefak Begachah Minhagim Shal Yisrael. You don't want people to doubt Minhagim. But if that's true, then why do you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusah Le'olam Vod? Kasha. And if you do say Baruch Shem, then already do Rabbi Kiva Eger's Eitzah. So let's see. The Beis Yosef, the beginning of Siman Chavav, is Tamei Nemukei Yosef, that it appears that on one hand he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that if you speak you make two brachas, it's referring to the Shel Rosh. So it's Mashma L'Choyer, the Shel Rosh requires two brachas. So how then does he say that if you only have a Shel Rosh, you make an Al Mitzvahs alone? Why? If when you speak you make two brachas in the Shel Rosh, so Mashma L'Shel Rosh requires two brachas, so why if you only have a Shel Rosh, do you only make an Al Mitzvahs? So the Bach explains there in Siman Chavav at the beginning and in Siman Chav Hei, more explanation. Based on the Baal Mor at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Why aren't you mafsik between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh? Because even though there are two mitzvahs, it says one havaya, v'haya l'cha l'asa yadadcha l'zikar b'neinecha, and v'haya l'asa yadcha l'otatavis b'neinecha. So you see, there's one havaya, one haya for the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, and therefore they have to be juxtaposed one to the other, and therefore im sach b'neihem eretn mitten, he speaks in the middle, then he goes back and he makes a bracha on the Shel Yad. He's memashime, she moves around a little bit, he's mechazik the kesher, he strengthens the knot, and then he makes a bracha shnei of Shel Rosh, so that the two mitzvahs are coming together. So you see the reason for this shita, that imsach mevarach shnayim al Shel Rosh, is not because the Shel Rosh requires mitzad atzma two brachas, because as the Achorim already asked the Maharal, the Karen Ora, where do you find one mitzvah with two brachas, what about Brit Mila? That's a side point. Generally one mitzvah doesn't have two brachas. So it's not pshat Shel Rosh requires two brachas. Pshat is that the Shel Rosh has to be next to the Shel Yad. And if one speaks, then one has to make the two brachas again to make a juxtaposition between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. The lehaniach that one is making on the Shel Rosh is really the hashlama of the Shel Yad. And that's how you make a havaya achas. So if you're just putting on the Shel Rosh, one bracha. But if you're putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, then the lehaniach is also going on the Shel Rosh, because havaya achas l'shneim. You have to be juxtaposed. And therefore, if one speaks, one has to again be mamashmesh the Shel Yad. And therefore, the laniach is going on the Shel Yad. And now that's going to be tachuf. That's going to be right next to tekef before, right before the Shel Rosh. But again, the laniach is not just going on the Shel Rosh. It's going on the Shel Yad. The shlam of the Shel Yad. And then it's also going on the Shel Rosh, because when you put on the Shel Rosh, you're being mashed in the Shel Yad. But if somebody speaks in the middle, and he should be memashmesh the Shel Yad again to put the two together. But the Shel Rosh alone doesn't mandate two brachas. And that's what it says in the Perish, Amenachas and Daf Lamed Vav, that's called the Chidushei HaRashba. So he's Medakte Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. And he explains Kesvaras Balam Or. The only thing is, he holds that you don't have to be memashmesh the Shel Yad. Just the fact that you're putting on the Shel Rosh, that's the Shlomo to the Shel Yad. And therefore, you can make a brachas laniach. But again, the laniach is on the Shel Yad, not on the Shel Rosh alone. It's the Hashlam of the Shel Yad. So it's just the machlokas. You have to be mesham, mashmesh or not. You have to be mechazik the kesher, move it around, mechazik the kesher or not. So the Rishonim learn Tosis in a number of places that the Isser Sicha is mimitzis tefillin. It's not on Tzbrach Hashem and Tzricha. Again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to be making an al mitzvah. According to Rashi, it might seem that it's a bracha shein tzricha problem, because really you're only supposed to make one bracha on the tefillin, and then if you speak, you have to make two brachas. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you don't speak, you make two brachas. Just if you speak, there's going to be no teichef to the tefillin shel Yad, the tefillin shel Rosh. Or the brach of the Shel Yad is not going to go on the Shel Rosh, because as we said, according to one way of learning Rabbeinu Tam, two brachas are required for the Shel Rosh. But the issue, explains Tosfos, is not Lashitas Rashi necessarily. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the issur of talking, even though it's going to require another bracha, but the issur is not Al Tzbracha Shein Tzricha. The issur is midin mitzvah tefillin, you're not allowed to speak. And so it was brought in the Beis Yosef and Simon Chaf Hei that if somebody puts tefillin on a chol hamoed without a bracha, like the smack, you also shouldn't speak, because it didn't mitzvah tefillin. Not the brachas, even though you're making putting on tefillin without a bracha. Gemara says if a person speaks in between tefillin shem and tefillin shorosh, he has to come back from battlefield. He's endangering himself. And it's muchach in the rush that it's not because he's going bracha shen et sricha. Ela shekach him mitzvah tefillin gufa. Lahatkifa shel yad l'shel rosh. Because the rush says that if a person is properly doing the mitzvah of tefillin, he's going to be kind of a taraz, drop, drop, cut, cut, cut. You're going to rip their arms and their heads. We're going to be zeichet to beat the enemy. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to have a mitzvah tefillin. This year should be a schus for our chayolim. Also, tefillin is a schus for the chayolim. As a pshatu morai v'rabotai, takshivu keshiv rav. She's a din b'mitzvah tefillin. And therefore, a person speaks in between tefillin, choz lam racham ochama, because they don't have the schus of tefillin. He doesn't have the schus of trov, zroi af kotkoi. Rip up their arms and heads. So it's an aver mitzad din tefillin below milchas brachas. And therefore, it says the Bukhor, sure, brought in the poskim. And when you put on Rabbeinu Tam without a bracha, as we do, those who put it on, you also shouldn't speak in between the two. Because it didn't fill in out of the brachas. So we saw two basic avanas, but she's Rabbeinu Tam, why you make two brachas of Shel Rosh. One is because the tefillin Shel Rosh mitzat atzim requires two brachas, and if you speak, it's not getting its two brachas. Or it's because the ananiach is for the ashlam of the Shel Yad. But zanech l'ku if you do shim mishmush or not. Now, if you're only putting on the tefillin Shel Rosh, if pshat is tefillin Shel Rosh requires two brachas, pshat is ashlam the Shel Rosh Yad, one brach is enough. Now, what's the pshat in the brachas? One is al rosh, the al mitzvahs, and al shul yad is laniach. So Rashi explains, because shul yad is the scholas hanocha, so you make laniach. Shul rosh is the gemar mitzvah, al mitzvahs. The Karen Ora says that it's like loshan akosuf. Ukshartem is a pu'ula. So we say laniach, why don't we say loshan akosuf? Look in the back, and we keep eger. But pshat is it's a pu'ula, it's a maisa, ukshartam, so we say loniach. And the Shel Rosh says, v'ayu, they should just be there. The rugged shover, ergaita trit vaiter, he goes a step further. And he says, zelo inyan lishoni greide, it's not an inyan of semantics, zelo semantika bechlal, it's tam semantika. He says, they're choluk betzim gidron. Tefillin shel yad, the mitzvah is the maisik shira. The Shel Rosh, the mitzvah is the titzah. The outcome that it's on your head, and it's also mashma passed that way in Lashon to the Rambam. The Rimzei Amitzvah should see Chasuchos Tefillin. Rambam says Leo is Tefillin ala Roish, one mitzvah to be there, and another mitzvah the Kosher Malayad, a Maisa. Or you could say no, he's just going Lashon Akosif. But it could also be that he's being Magdir the mitzvah. And with that, the Rogatchev explained Pshat and Teisvis that they were like they were Machriya Kadaska Rabbi. They bring Rabbeinu Elio. That every day after retired tefillin shel yad, the kesher, you have to make the kesher anew because it's ukshartam, but not the tefillin shel rosh, because the ma'isik shir is a mitzvah only in the shel yad and not in the shel rosh. There's a gemara woman when she was married to a chaver, but it's her lamites. Ha'isa kosheres le tefillin al yodah. So the chaver would be an afkamina. If pshat is that you have to do a pu'ula, if you're not about bar chayuva, then you can't do that pu'ula for somebody else. So if it's shel rosh, you don't need to be a bar chayuva, just that it should be there, you don't need the pu'ula. But if it's a pu'ula, l'chor you have to be a bar chayuva. And a woman isn't a bar chayuva. So what's pshat? She would tie tefillin for him. I said, kosheres lo tefillin yodo, maybe pshat is. When she was married to a chaver, she would tie the tefillin for him. Maybe pshat is, she wouldn't do it all herself, she would just help, like the Agos Maimonios says. And also somebody who's already wearing tefillin when the day breaks. Lila's lav zman tefillin. So we see in Menachos, you have to be Mamashmesh, the Kshagia Gazman Tefillin. So Dr. Rogachev has only Tefillin Shel Yad, because there you need a Maisa, but not the Tefillin Shel Rosh, that you don't need a Maisa and Achabayom, they should be there. and also he's done. And diktuk nusach habracha lehaniach tefillin bekamatz, and without a dogesh in the nun for those medaktikim out there, which means tefillin should be resting on him, like hameniach leamo biyom Shabbos kacho ki vamratza lehaniach lahem. Give them menucha. So is that pshat? Or is pshat lehaniach? A maisa with a patach. A maisa hanocha. Look in the Prima Gada Mishpisa Zav Chafe. Ein Sham. Okay. So Baruch Hashem. We have learned some big Yisodos in Berachos Hanochas Tefillin. And the B'siyata D'shmai B'ritzos Hashem Darkenu, I'm hoping we have the koach and the moach, the financial means, that we should be able to continue next time. B'zorcha l'ilmodu l'lamed lishmor v'lasos u'l'kayim. It's called Divrei Salma Torah Sabi'ava, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.